great dribbling cow!
Hippy, is he coming
I'll
out?
I'll go, Mother.
Oh, what's the matter? What is it, John?
They want pillows.
Oh, anything I can do.
One more table, Casey. One more table.
Don't call yourself a doctor in my presence.
Oh, did you answer it? What did you pay to do?
Once from Spain and once from Thailand.
Yes, you have to get the yes,
that's here. Doesn't that bird brain of yours ever function?
He wants Players Club cigarettes.
Oh, he wants for Players Club.
They have it in the kitchen. I'll run down and get
it. Tell me, Miss Spring. Is he? Oh, are they bringing him out soon?
Yes, they'll be bringing him out soon.
Oh, I'm so glad. He must be very happy.
Trapped like a rat in this hellhole.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
Well, who do you think that was?
Queen Elizabeth from London.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh,
well, this is certainly a busy house.
I've got his orange juice.
Oh, that's fine, Sarah. Is it French?
Yes, ma'am.
You move like a broken down truck horn.
The voice is just the same as on the radio.
Good morning.
Oh, girl, he's getting up and coming out this morning.
You don't mean it.
Can we stay and see him?
Why, of course. He'd love it. Girl, do you know
what
just
happened? I'll go to his mother if you want me.
What? Oh, yes. June, tell your father he better come out soon. Mr. Whiteside's
yes,
coming
ma'am.
Out.
Is he really coming out this morning?
I brought him this plant.
Do you think it's all right if I give it to him?
How lovely.
And some calf's foot jelly.
How nice, girl. Who do you think was on the phone just now? Queen Elizabeth from London. And look at all these cablegrams. He's had calls and messages from all over this country in Europe. Edward Albee, Richard Nixon, and the astronauts of Cape Kennedy. I just can't tell you what's been going on. I'm so exhausted.
There's a big piece about it in this week's Times. Didn't you see it?
No, really?
Your name's in it too, Daisy. Listen, Portly Sheridan Whiteside, critic, lecturer, wit, radio orator, intimate friend of the great and near great, last week found his celebrated wit no weapon with which to combat an injured hip. The full staff, me and Mr. Whiteside, trekking across the country on one of his annual lecture tours, met his Waterloo in the shape of a small piece of ice on the doorstep of Mr. and Mrs. Ernest W. Stanley of Massalia, Ohio. Result, canceled lectures and tours to thousands of adoring club women. Further result, the idol of the airwaves rests until further notice in home of surprised Mr. and Mrs. Stanley. Possibility, Christmas may be postponed this year. What's that mean?
A small piece of ice on the doorstep of Mr. and Mrs. Think of
well,
it.
Of course, if it were my house, Daisy, I'd have a bronze plate right in the spot where he fell.
Well, of course, I just felt terrible about it. He just never goes to dinners anywhere, and he finally agreed to come here, and then this had to happen. Poor Mr. Whiteside. Oh, it'll be so wonderful having him here, even for a little while. Just think of it.
We'll sit around in the evening and discuss books and plays
and all the great people he's known. And he'll talk in that wonderful way of his. He may even read. Goodbye, Mr. Chips, to us.
Oh. Daisy, I can't wait any longer. If Mr. Whiteside... good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Ernest. He's coming out any minute. And Queen Elizabeth called from London. And we're in time. Look.
I don't like this kind of publicity at all, Daisy. Just when do you suppose he's going to leave?
Well, he's only getting up this morning, Ernest. After all, he's had quite a shock. He's been in bed 2 full weeks. He'll certainly have to rest a while.
Well, I'm sure it's a great honor, his being in this house. But it is a little upsetting. Phone going all the time, bells ringing, messenger boys running in.
Stanley, have the cigarettes come yet?
Yes, Miss Cutler. They're on the way. My son went for them.
Thank you.
Ah, this is Miss Cutler, Mr. Whiteside's secretary.
How do you do? May I move this chair?
You mean he's coming out now?
He is